Welcome to Shul Machshav on the Daf Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishma Asayim B'Yakov Shalom Le'a Basitzchok. We're holding in Bo Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis introduces the concept of Ziluso de Beidino. We don't want to embarrass Beis Din. The Rashbam explains that if Beis Din is doing something and they have to retract of what they're doing, it doesn't look right. It looks like Chucho Veitlul, it looks like a joke. It looks like Beis Din doesn't know what they're doing. And therefore, we will keep the original psak that they did, even though it's a mistake. This concept of Zilus de Bedino echoes the idea that's brought down in the Ramban, in Chumash, in a few places. And we'll start with the main Ramban on Eidim Zoyimim. Because we know that Eidim Zoyimim, if the Eidim came and said a lie, and therefore somebody died, so if we found out that they're lying before the person was killed, the Eidim Zoyim get punished. But if the person was already killed, you don't punish the Eidim Zoyim. So Ramban is bothered, what is the Kot Shat in this? How do we understand this? Says the Ramban, the Yesoi that he brings, that the whole idea of Beis Din is that Beis Din is a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you come in front of Beis Din, you come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow a mistake to happen. HaMishpat Le'Elokimu. Bekerav Elohim Yishpoit. So it's a haftacha, says the Rambam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's masking with the Mishpat, and he will not allow a mistake to happen through Beis Din. And so the Rambam sends us to what he brings in Pashas Mishpatim, and then he brings the same idea that every time you come in front of Beis Din, you come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Elohim Yovod Vashneim. And he says that's the idea, Kiloi Adzdik Rasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow a Rasha to become tzaddik in Beis Din. If someone needs to be punished, he will be punished. And if someone is not to be punished, he won't be punished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in Beis Din. So mainly whatever happens in Beis Din, there's a little bit of a hayra coming from above. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to allow a mistake to happen through Beis Din. And if something did happen, that means it was supposed to happen. So if Eidim Zoyim are coming, and they're testifying something which is a lie, and that causes this person to die, that means this person was supposed to die. So therefore, the Eidim Zoyim are not going to be punished in that case. That's the pshat of the Ramban. And I saw then Sefer Maise Hashem, in the Maise Toyer Periklam Levov, so he speaks also about this idea of why Eidim Zoyim are not punished if the person died. And he says, I think that the Pashup Shat is because of Ziluso de Beidino. He brings our Gemara. You have Ziluso de Beidino. I don't want to cause Ziluso de Beidino. But after, maybe one could say that really these two things, these two ideas are one of the same. Ziluso de Beidino that brings the Ma'aseh Hashem. And the concept of the Ramban of Kiloyad de Grosho, that anything that happens in Beis Din is meant to happen because what was not going to allow a mistake to happen for Beis Din. It could be they're one of the same. And that's the idea of Ziluso de Beidino. It's not just pshat, I don't want to embarrass Beis Din, so therefore I'm going to leave it where it is. But if Beis Din passed something, and this is what the psak was, now we found out we do a mistake, so cover a button and say, there may be something called Zilus de Beis Din, which is the cause of it is, we don't want to embarrass Beis Din, and when then that happens, that cheshbon comes in, we rely on the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to allow Beis Din to make that mistake. And that mistake happened, that means it's supposed to happen, Kiloy Atzdik Russia. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, what's a group? Please email shomachshove@gmail.com.